Proverbs 31. The Observations of King Lemuel. These are the words of King Lemuel. This is the message that his mother taught him. O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, don't waste your strength on women. Don't waste your energy on those females who ruin kings. O Lemuel, kings should not drink wine. They really shouldn't. And princes shouldn't crave alcohol either. If they drink, they might forget the law. They might prevent all of the needy people from getting their rights. Give alcohol only to people who are dying, and give wine to those who are very sad. Let them drink and forget their poverty. Then they won't remember their misery anymore. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Defend the rights of all those who have nothing. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy people. A worthy woman. It is hard to find an excellent wife. She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband trusts her completely. With her, he has everything he needs. For as long as she lives, she is good to him. She doesn't hurt him. She looks for wool and linen. She likes to work with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She goes far away to get food. She gets up while it is still dark. She prepares breakfast for her family. She also organizes her servant girls. She inspects a field and buys it. She plants a vineyard using the money that she has earned. She goes about her work energetically. Her arms are strong. She makes sure that she makes a good profit. She works next to her lamp late into the night. She makes thread with her hands and weaves her own cloth. She welcomes the poor people. She helps the needy people. She does not worry about her family when it snows. Why? Because they all have fine clothes to keep them warm. She makes her own material. Her clothes are made of fine linen and other expensive material. Her husband is highly respected at the town meetings. He makes decisions as one of the civic leaders. She makes linen cloths and sells them. She supplies belts to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and honor. She looks forward to the future with confidence. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she instructs with kindness. She watches over the affairs of her family, and she is never lazy. Her children will grow up and respect her. Her husband also praises her. He says, "There are many excellent wives, but you are better than all of them. Being charming can fool you, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who reveres the always present one should be praised. Give her the credit that she deserves. She should be praised openly for what she has done."